Idaho Commission for Libraries, Connections, Talking Book Service News. Volume 14, Number 1, Spring 2023. New magazines available from TBS. You probably know that the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, makes more than 100,000 book titles available to TBS patrons. But do you know that there are also newspapers and more than 70 magazines that TBS patrons can enjoy? In fact, there are some newly available magazines, including Baseball Digest, Cooking Light, Dogster, Golf Digest, International Living Magazine, Prevention Magazine, Psychology Today, and Scientific American. To request a magazine, get a reading recommendation, or much more, contact an Idaho TBS customer service representative via email at talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov or by phone at 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Tidbits about Bard. Bard password, easier to reset. Resetting your Braille and audio reading download, Bard, password has gotten a little easier. You no longer have to use secret questions and answers in order to reset your Bard password. Here are the new steps to reset your Bard password. Number 1. Via your internet browser, access the Bard website at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/login/nls. Do not use the Bard mobile app. Number 2. Click on the Reset Your Bard Password Here link. Number 3. On the Reset Your Lost Password page, enter the email address you used for your Bard account and click the Submit button. Number 4. You will receive an email from Bard. Click on the link in the email to create a new password. This link will expire in 1 hour, so be sure to create your new password quickly. Keeping your Bard account active. Whether you use the Bard website, Bard Express, or Bard Mobile, please remember that you must download at least one book or magazine every 6 months to keep your account active. Contact an Idaho TBS customer service representative if you need assistance with your Bard account. Bard Mobile search feature. There have been some upgrades to the search feature in the Bard Mobile app to make it more user-friendly. You can now search by keyword, title, author, or annotation, book description. You can choose audio or braille and sort your results by title, author, or latest books. After your search, you can now download directly from your search results. You no longer have to add the book to your wish list first. Bug, Bard Mobile Android. The Bard Mobile Android app has a bug that prevents users from downloading from their wish list. The National Library Service is working to fix this issue. In the meantime, you can download from your wish list via the Bard website at https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/login/nls. Bard Mobile Kindle Fire version released. The National Library Service, NLS, has released Bard Mobile Kindle Fire version 1.4.5. This is the first in a series of releases designed to support native Amazon Kindle Fire OS development and Amazon accessibility functions, including voice view for screen reader and Braille output support. The new release supports most Kindle Fire tablet models released 2019 to 2022, Fire HD 8, 2018, KFKAWI, Fire 7, 2019, KFMUWI, Fire HD 10, 2019, KFMAWI, Fire HD 8, 2020, KFONWI, Fire HD 10, 2021, KFTRWI, Fire HD 10 Plus, 2021, KFTRPWI, Fire HD 8, 2022, KFRAWI. Patrons can confirm their device model by going to their tablet's Settings menu, selecting Device Options, and looking for the device model listed under Device Model or About Fire Tablet. Patrons using supported devices can access the Bard mobile app software update in the Amazon App Store. https://www.amazon.com/library-of-congress-bard-mobile/dp/b01676030. Longtime users of Amazon Kindle Fire tablets may notice some changes in the layout and design. As part of NLS's strategy to harmonize Bard mobile applications across iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire, the Bard mobile tabs are now located at the bottom. Spanish language web page. There is now a Spanish language web page available for TBS patrons and/or their family members. There is general TBS information, lists of resources in Spanish, and the web page provides an easy way to access Spanish language materials. Visit the web page here: https://www.loc.gov/NLS/ES. Read alikes for spring. If you are getting a little bored with the same old authors, here are some choices that might be new to you. These options are grouped by authors with a similar style or genre. Or call a TBS customer service representative. They love talking about books and authors and are always happy to provide reading recommendations. If you like Lee Child, try David Baldacci, James Lee Burke, Michael Connelly, Barry Eisler, Vince Flynn, Stephen Hunter. If you like John Grisham, try William Bernhardt, James Gripondo, John Lesquois, Steve Martini, Brad Meltzer, Lisa Scottolini. If you like J.A. Jantz, try Michael Connelly, Lisa Gardner, Tess Gerritsen, John Sanford, Tamar Myers. If you like Nora Roberts, try Elizabeth Adler, Suzanne Brockman, Sandra Brown, Jane Ann Krentz, Joanne Ross. Talking Books Order Form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from Bard. To register for Bard, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Newly available, locally produced books. Sparrow, Adult Fiction. Author, Rod Skurlock. Read by Carla Stern. Trapped in a cave by a tremendous blizzard with a bullet wound in his leg, Deputy Blevins' chances for survival are getting slimmer by the minute. Blackie, the outlaw who had shot him, is up on the mountain above him, and the only escape route is along the slippery narrow ledge high above the depths of the canyon below. Driven by the desire for justice for the slain sheriff, his only comfort is the wounded sparrow he had rescued from the deep snow and thoughts of the beautiful Cindy. DBC 00949, 2013, 3 hours 29 minutes. Sunday's Promise, Adult Fiction, author Janice Hildreth. Read by Becky Borzon. As a preacher's daughter, Miranda McKinnon has always trusted that things happen for a reason. But when she finds her fiancé kissing another woman and is faced with an accusation that could tear her dad's church apart, Miranda realized she needs a place to reassess her life. Vowing never to succumb to heartache again, Miranda flees to her grandmother's house in Emmett, Idaho, in hopes of finding peace from the turmoil within. Just when she gets comfortable with the decision to give up men and reclaim her life, she notices the handsome new pastor, Joel Maxwell, and his adorable 3-year-old son, Cricket. As their friendship deepens, Miranda finally admits that a devastating circumstance from her past has held her back from ever truly giving her heart. She is forced to choose between exposing the long-buried secret or keeping it to herself and avoiding the risk of rejection. DBC 00869, 2009, 6 hours 23 minutes. Goliath Staggered, Adult Nonfiction, author Steve Bunk, read by Marion Stevens. Linwood Laffey and Karen Borg Hendrickson weren't looking for a war. It came to them. Nearing retirement in a lovely home on acreage above a wild and scenic river in Idaho, the couple discovered that hundreds of megaloads of mining machinery, as big as 3-story buildings, would soon transform their bucolic corridor into an industrial highway to the tar sands of Alberta, Canada. They started a grassroots campaign, which was mirrored by another movement in neighboring Montana. Pitted against the combined powers of government and the world's richest industry, the people fought for years, and they won. This book gives a blow-by-blow account of that stirring triumph. DBC 00926, 2014, 9 hours 23 minutes. The Enemy Never Came, Civil War in the Pacific Northwest, Adult Nonfiction, author Scott MacArthur. Read by Barry Estes. Although the Pacific Northwest was the area furthest removed from the actual battles of the Civil War, it was nonetheless profoundly affected by the war. The Enemy Never Came examines the everyday lives of the volunteer soldiers who battled Native American renegades of the region and of the settlers who were deeply affected by the war, yet unable to do much about it. Pacific Northwest pioneers soon chose sides, most allying with the North, others supporting the Southern states' right to withdraw from the Union. Still others attempted to ignore the entire issue of the war between the states, leaving that problem to the folks back east. Because communication with the rest of the nation was slow and tenuous during the early years of the war, the early settlers of what are now Oregon, Washington, and Idaho concentrated on controlling the restive Native Americans whose land and society had been overwhelmed by white settlers. These same settlers, however, nonetheless vigorously argued politics and worried about invaders from the South, from the British colonies to the North, and from the sea, none of whom ever materialized. DBC 00854, 2012, 9 hours, 56 minutes. Summer Reading. This year's summer reading theme at your public library is All Together Now. You can find audiobooks and more that support this theme. or get reading recommendations from your public library staff and/or a TBS customer service representative. Judy's Gems by TBS customer service representative Judy Mooney. Order these books on page 8 of this newsletter. The Great Mistake, Adult Fiction, author Jonathan Lee, read by Graham Halstead. On Friday the 13th, November 1903, Andrew Haswell Green, a key figure behind the development of New York City landmarks, including Central Park, was killed in broad daylight by a stranger. It was neither a political act nor a crime of passion. It was a mistake. Unrated. DB 103870, 2021, 9 hours, 44 minutes. Private Justice, New Point 911, Adult Fiction, author Terry Blackstock, read by J. Charles. A dark shadow of fear has fallen over New Point, Louisiana. First one, then another of the town firefighters' wives has been murdered, and a third has barely escaped an attempt on her life. Mark Branning's marriage is troubled, but he is determined to keep his wife safe. Some Violence, commercial audiobook. DB 093217, 1998, 11 hours, 1 minute. Between Sisters, Adult Fiction, author Kristen Hanna, read by Mary Beth Wise. Time and differences have kept divorce lawyer Megan Dontus and her sister Claire from the closeness they shared during a difficult childhood. Reunited for Claire's wedding, they establish new bonds, and Megan finds herself falling in love as well. Some explicit descriptions of sex and some strong language. DB 058727, 2003, 13 hours, 1 minute. The Girl in the Painting, Adult Fiction, author Tia Cooper, read by Casey Withus. Australia 1906. Orphan Jane Piper is 9 years old when philanthropist siblings Michael and Elizabeth Quinn take her into their home to further her schooling. The Quinns are no strangers to hardship. Having arrived in Australia as penniless immigrants, they now care for others as lost as they once were. Despite Jane's mysterious past, her remarkable aptitude for mathematics takes her far over the next 7 years, and her relationship with Elizabeth and Michael flourishes as she plays an increasingly prominent part in their business. But when Elizabeth reacts in terror to an exhibition at the local gallery, Jane realizes no one knows Elizabeth after all, not even Elizabeth herself. As the past and present converge and Elizabeth's grasp on reality loosens, Jane sets out to unravel her story before it's too late. From the gritty reality of the Australian goldfields to the grand institutions of Sydney, this compelling novel presents a mystery that spans continents and decades as both women finally discover a place to call home. Unrated, commercial audiobook. DB 110416, 2023, 11 hours, 19 minutes. Talking Book Service, 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Faye Gilkey, who has read 1,408 books since joining the TBS in 2013. Florence Griffin, who has read 156 books since joining the TBS in 2018. Virginia Stanley, who has read 569 books since joining the TBS in 2016. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service, October 2022 to February 2023. General donations: Thelma Axberg, Lucy Bean, Barbara Belknap, Dorothy Benoit, David Brown, Connie Carlson, Lita Carlson, Patricia Corbet, Harriet Crosby, Trudy DeRosa, Deborah DeThomas, Michael Dexter, Maxine Freeman, Dorothy Gilbert, Teresa Gross, Christine Haggerty, LaRue and Martin Humphreys, Doris Kinn, Judith Koch, Rosemary Kunkel, Karina Martin, Margaret Mortensen, Douglas Mosier, Patricia Michelbust, Joan Perdue, Sylvia Schroeder, Edith Schwartz, Mary Jane Smedley, Kathy Smiley, Deborah Vanengelen, Judy Wade, Nina Waite, Billy Woods. General donations. Lisa Church, in memory of Sharian Abercrombie. Ralph and Vicki Griggs, in memory of Sharian Abercrombie. Katherine Lewis, in memory of Della Collins. Neil Matlock, in memory of John Matlock. John and Marilyn Nelson, in memory of Katherine Drake. Kathy Smiley, in memory of Katherine Drake. Judy Wade, in honor of Gerald Eddington. Donations are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/donations. Or from the homepage, click on the Donate to the ICFL button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. Spring cleaning. While spring cleaning, if you find TBS cartridges you forgot about, we'd appreciate it if you'd send them back. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 800-458-3271 weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays. Or send an email to talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. To order this newsletter on cartridge, check Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. To order this newsletter in Braille, check Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For an audio version, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News. Spring 2023, Volume 14, Number 1. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, April 2023. Read by Chris Query. Monitored by Rachel Welker. Reviewed by Steve Cox. This project is made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited.